This is the voice of One Witness Radio program, and I am Chip Brim, Billy's boy, and mom's away, so Chip will play. I'm glad you're here, and I am with Champions for Christ Ministries, and I have been sharing yesterday and today and the rest of this week on its war. And it's time for the church to get a warring mentality. Yes, we are the triumphant church. Thank God for that. Yes, we were told to occupy, but I'm going to tell you something. If you don't think occupying is war, you know, go out and play King of the Hill and see if you can sit there with a glass of tea and a lawn chair on top of the hill. No, you're going to have to fight. And so I truly want you to call in our office and get this series, because the Lord has told me, actually the Lord told Oral Roberts that the church is becoming into a wimpy state and a state of weakness, and this is not the time to be in a state of weakness or wimpy. And the Lord showed me, and through my ministry, that Champions for Christ, one of the words for champion in Hebrew is warrior. And the first three letters of the word warrior is war. And so I started studying about warrior, and I'm sitting there going, God, this is what you want. You want the church to have a warring mentality. See, if we have a warring mentality, we're not going to sit around and ask questions why. No warriors or soldiers on the battlefield ask why the enemy is shooting at them or trying to kill them, because they know they have an enemy and they have a warring mentality. So we need this as well. Now, the Bible calls us an army, and that's not just a nice little illustration. The Bible tells us, because we are an army, we occupy and we fight and we learn the strategies of the enemy and we conquer them. I mean, you know, it talks about in Luke, to occupy till I come. It talks about in Romans 8, we are more than conquerors through him. It talks about in 1 Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. And we should know about his strategies. That talks about in 2 Corinthians. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We need to learn what is going on around us and why things are happening to us. Not to question it. We got to know that there's an enemy with a different agenda, and he's out to kill, steal, and destroy. And you know what he's trying to destroy? The anointing. He is the anti-Christ, the anti-anointing. And we are the body of Christ. We're the body of this anointing. And Satan hates the anointing so much, and he hates everything about it. He hates those who walk in it. He hates those who administer in it. And he hates it because it breaks his yoke. It breaks the bondage. It breaks the chains. And when this happens, people are set free and they're made strong and they live and operate in the truth. And they live doing what they're called to do, great things for God on a level that the world is not familiar with. Now, it's time, Army and Body of Christ, to arise and get this warring mentality and quit questioning God. No more questions on why things are happening and what is happening around us. We know there's an enemy. That every soldier on the battlefield never questions that. And neither should we. And we're in war. We're the victors. So let's be the victors who we are. We're the conquerors. So let's be the conquerors who we are. And because of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, we are the triumphant church. We've given authority from a certain position, and glory to God, we're going to use this. And from this place, the right hand of the Father, even Satan dare not go. So we're going to fight this good fight. We are at war. We're going to quit running to a place where there is no battle. That's called retreat. There are no retreats in the kingdom of God. And the Lord told me why. I was blessed enough down at Brother Copeland's to sit and listen to a man named David Barton, who has a website called Wall Builders, and they have over 100,000 documents of our forefathers. And he shared some things with me that the Lord said, this is the reason why our country has gotten to a place where we're soft and we're not having a warring mentality. And so I'm going to read to you some of the notes that I took from him, and we might understand why where we're at, because the Lord told Oral Roberts that the church is at a wimpy state. It's at a weak state. And God called me to train champions, or he's going to help me train champions. Champions aren't weak. The Bible, even God said, let the weak say they're strong. Don't even say you're weak, because you're not. And so here's one of the reasons why. Now listen to this, a whole bunch of reasons actually. Out of 182 nations in the United Nations, and this number goes up and down every year, America is the only nation that does not average a revolution every 30 to 40 years. And this is the reason why we've gotten so soft. Now think about that. Every other nation averages a revolution in 30 or 40 years, but not us. Meaning we are not used to thinking anything but stability and peace. This is the way we live. In our great time of only one government in America, France has had 15, Poland's had 7, Russia's had 4, Afghanistan's had 5, Mexico's had 4. And any other nation and people have, in every other nation, people have lived through a revolution, but not ours. Now, Jesus said there would be wars and rumors of wars, and it was that way when he left, and it will be that way when he gets back. And I didn't come into this studio today thinking, well, this is the chair that I'll hide under, or this is the table I'll hide under in case enemy forces or rebel forces come in. No. Why? Because we're a blessed nation and God has blessed us. And the reason why he has blessed us, but see, we've taken this blessing and we've gotten soft and we've gotten rid of the warring mentality. Here's the reason why he's blessed us. Our forefathers, now listen to this. This is all documented. They built and established our nation based from Bible and sermons from the Bible. Now listen to these two comments from former presidents. Andrew Jackson said this, "The Bible is the rock that this nation rests." That's coming from a president. President Roosevelt said, "The Bible is responsible for the growth of this nation." Wow, no wonder we're a blessed nation. Listen to this. The Declaration of Independence were sermons from pastors from the pulpit. Our founding fathers took sermons from people like John Wise, a pastor from Massachusetts, 1772, and reprinted his sermons, then spread them across America. They spread his sermons across America. Now listen to what some of his sermons were titled. All men were created equal. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Declaration of Independence. That was his sermon based from Scripture. Taxation with representation. That was a sermon. Form of government, consent of the governed. Now listen, 1776 Declaration of Independence was not written by political people, but by preachers. Preachers were the biggest threat to the British before the Revolution. We got to understand this. The British called the preachers back in that day the Black Regiment because they wore black robes. And one high-up official in the British, and this is documented, said this, "If it hadn't been for those stinking preachers in the Black Regiment, there would have never been an American Revolution." Now think about that. If it wasn't for the preachers, what about our preachers today? Are we a threat to anybody? I can guarantee you it was a threat, a revolution of a whole country. And here's my point. Our leaders back then were spiritual men. We're spiritual. That's who God led this country and developed this country and wrote the Declaration. Spiritual men. The political people went to the spiritual leaders, but they were not wimpy men. They preached sermons of great importance over and over again. Are we doing that? We need to do that. That's what training is all about. That's how you become champions over and over. Don't let the fear of repetition set in because you want to please everybody. Don't preach sermons that the next generation will get and the next generation will get. Here's what John Adams said about our preachers. They're responsible for what America has. Now, we know that we're blessed because of our spiritual forefathers. They weren't wimpy men afraid to fight. As a matter of fact, in 1898, an historian in the media named Bishop Charles Galloway said this about our pastors. He said, "Looking back over the history of America and over the role pastors in churches play, here's what he said about them. Mighty men they were, men of iron nerve and strong hand and hearts of flame." I wonder if the media or most congregations would describe our ministers like this today. Let me read that again. Mighty men they were, men of iron nerve and strong hand and hearts of flame. You know, God didn't need reeds shaken by the wind leading his people. He didn't need people clothed in soft raiment and get wimpy. He needed men and women of courage who are mighty and who will respond to the divine call. And he gave a great illustration of Paul Revere. He said, Paul rode westward. The British are coming. Everybody knows that story. But he sent a pastor northward. And when Paul Revere was going west, he was looking for two men in particular. And they were John Hancock and Quincy Adams. Now, he was looking for them because he had heard that the British wanted to kill them first, and he knew where to find them. Guess where he found them? At Pastor Jonas Clark's house, getting information of what to do. They're there, our leaders, going to a pastor's house to find out what to do. That's the way it should be. Now, and so they asked, here it is. Can't you just see this? Here he is out of breath, and he busts down the door, and he sees Mr. Adams and Mr. Hancock, and there's Pastor Jonas Clark. And he said, the British are coming, and they're coming to get you, and they're coming to kill you. And here is what is documented that day. It said, Quincy Adams and Hancock then looked at Pastor Jonas and said, are you ready for this? Are your people ready for this? Is your congregation ready for this? Is your community ready for this? What? A revolution and war. It's war. I mean, you can't you just see the eyeballs of these guys? And his reply was this, are you kidding me? This is coming from a pastor of that community. Are you kidding me? I have been training my people for this day for years. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that congregation at that time had a war mentality, not just in the natural, but in the spiritual. How easy was it for those men of iron nerve and strong hand and hearts of flame to teach the word? They were living it in real life. But here we are living this lifestyle that we live now of peace and tranquility, not even thinking about war or anything happening to us. We're thinking about the internet or what we're going to eat today or this or that. But back then, they lived this. All the brigades that were led to fight back then that fought the British were led by preachers straight from the pulpit. I mean, it was documented. Reverend William Payson, in the middle of his sermon when he heard it, he said, get your guns, boys, it's war. Pastor Jonathan French led a brigade. Pastor David Avery of Vermont led 20 of his congregation. Pastor Stephen Farrar of New Hampshire led 97 of his. Pastor Joseph Willard led two whole companies. Pastor John Stillight from Pennsylvania, 900. Pastor John Gabriel from Virginia Country Church led 300. Mighty men these pastors were who fought literally in the natural. Men of iron nerve and strong hand and hearts of flame. Not wimps, but warriors. That's who led our churches back in the day. Jesus didn't have to come down and tell one of their generals, we got a wimpy church. No! But because we had blessed men being led by God leading our nation, we have become a blessed nation, but we've gotten soft. And I'm telling you, I'm not real happy about it myself, and I'm not going to let me get soft. Glory to God. And that's what, please, we're teaching all week on It's War. And from a different perspective, we are the triumphant church. Thank God for what Jesus has already won and did for us. But we got to get a warring mentality. And if you want any more information, hey, we're going to teach this to the young kids July 26th through the 30th at our youth rally, the 10th annual rally of Champions for Christ. Send your kids there. If you need any more information about Billy Brim Ministries or Champions for Christ or our youth rally, call 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447 or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And check us out at www.championsforchrist.org. This is Chip Brim saying, it's war.